The world's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, is dropping a long-running dispute with two of her children over the family's multi-million dollar trust. The children want to remove their mother as head of the trust because of alleged misconduct. Mrs. Rinehart has always denied the allegations. The matter was due to go to trial next week, but Mrs. Rinehart's lawyer has told the New South Wales Supreme Court she no longer wants to be in charge of the trust. The unexpected move means the family will now enter mediation to settle outside court. Adele Ferguson's the author of the unauthorised biography of Gina Rinehart. She told Mandy Sami that the case had always been about money, power, and Mrs. Rinehart's desire to maintain control.
What's happened is Gina Rinehart has said she wants to give up being trustee of the family trust. And that's what the whole case is about, removing her as trustee.
Does this development come as a surprise to you?
There's often settlements on the eve of a big trial. So it was always possible. There was always a possibility, especially when they were going into mediation.
Can you talk us through the history of this case and give us some background as to where this all started?
In 1988, Lang Hancock, who discovered the world's biggest iron ore deposit, that's Gina Rinehart's father, created a family trust, and it was to be used for the children. When he died, Gina became the trustee, and the kids were too young. They were still, very young kids. So she became the trustee of this family trust. And it owns a big stake in Hancock Prospecting, which is the family company. And so she's been trustee for all these years. And one of the clauses in the trust when Lang died was that when the youngest child turns 25, the trust would vest and the kids would get the shares and then they could, become financially wealthy, independent individuals. So what happened was when Ginia Rinehart turned 25, 3 days beforehand, Gina, who was the trustee, wrote to each of her four children saying, "The trust is about to vest. As trustee, I should tell you I've had advice from PricewaterhouseCoopers that say there will be a capital gains tax bill so great that you'll be bankrupted." And they wanted to find out more, because it came as a shock to them. And she said that she couldn't hand over the documents. So they ended up taking her to court, wanting to remove her as trustee. And that was three of the four children at the time. And that's what this was about, because they had thought that they were going to become financially independent in 2011, and that didn't happen.
So this has been going on for a long time.
It's been going on for 2 years. So it was all getting ready for the trial on October the 8th.
Why do you think Mrs. Rinehart has had this change of heart and so close to when this case is due to go to trial?
Well, her lawyer, Bruce McClintock, has said that she's decided that it's just been taking up too much of her time, and as long as the new trustee is a lineal descendant of hers and has, certain characteristics such as impartiality, sensibility and experience in the mining industry, if she can have some say in who that trustee will be, she's happy to step down.
Who do you think it will be?
Well, this is where it's going to get interesting. So this is what the mediation is going to be about now. Who will be the new trustee? It can only be one of the four children. And because there's a lot of a rift between the kids, who's going to do it? John wants to do it. Ginia, who sided with her mother, if Gina thinks her youngest daughter should be trustee, then Bianca and John will say no. Ginia has said John can't do it. So it's going to be very interesting how they work out who's going to be the trustee, if it's got to be one of those four kids.
What do you think this case tells us about Gina Rinehart as a person?
Well, she's been very determined. The fact that she has fought it for the last 2 years and hasn't given an inch really up until recently, it tells you that she's a very determined person to keep control. That's what she's wanted all along, is control over the running of Hancock Prospecting.
This case concerning who's in charge of the family's multi-million dollar trust obviously still hasn't been settled. What do you think will happen next?
It's going to go to mediation to work out who runs the trust, and if they can't come to some agreement, then the trial will begin on October the 8th. It's just very interesting because she's, you know, this has always been about control, and so the key will be if they can come up with a trustee that everybody agrees with.
Lang Hancock, how do you think he would feel?
I think he would be really, really disappointed and horrified because, you know, it wasn't what he'd hoped for. You know, his hope was, you know, John recalls that, you know, the night before he died, he said to John he wanted him to one day run the family company. And, you know, the trust was set up for the children. So I think he'd be quite horrified at how this has all played out.
That's Adele Ferguson, the author of The Untold Story of the Richest Woman in the World. She was speaking to Mandy Sami.